Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPureDeals.com. Enjoy the podcast.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. We've covered a lot today. We've been discussing masks, the midterms, Russia, Ukraine, you name it. Where is Dr. Fauci? That question that I'm always asking. And right now on Fox News, it says Putin ready for full-scale invasion. This is serious stuff. Unless you're Joe Biden, and it's just another day being president or being senator or being whatever he thinks he is today. No big deal. He met with Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday to talk about green initiatives. This is right after telling us that the reason we might see high gas prices, which, by the way, I've already seen them, so don't worry about me. I'm already used to it. At this point, you don't need to warn me about them unless you plan on them getting a lot higher. But as of right now, I do the old Taylor. I don't even look when I fill up my tank anymore because it's just, why make myself sad?
I've seen on 95, there is a like a rest stop that I drive by to get here. And this week, and today is Wednesday, so it's been Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Monday was 362, Tuesday was 369, today was 372. So it has gone up 10 cents this week, and it's only Wednesday.
Well, Jared, I don't want to tell you this and come off smug or like I don't understand what you're going through, but defending freedom will have its costs.
I understand that, and as a patriot and not a Putin puppet.
Yeah, you should be happy to do it. Just like putting on your dirty old mask on your face and wearing it around. You should be doing that happily because you are doing your duty. You're doing your patriotic duty for your fellow American by filling up your tank full of expensive gas and wearing your mask that does nothing. This is Joe Biden's America. And let's play that cut one more time, because he said this yesterday. This was before his roundtable with Governor Gavin Newsom. And I know that the last caller had made this point, but it's like a 1-2 punch. It's like, okay, not only am I not going to take responsibility for gas prices. And by the way, great point was just sent in to me by a friend who said, you know, who was very happy about this whole new CBS narrative that inflation, gas prices, and supply chain crisis are because of Ukraine? Meat oligarchs, one, they're thrilled. And the big oil, I'm sorry, not oil. Who was the other one? Meat and, hold on here. Yeah, I guess oil, because it's not their fault. It's Ukraine and Russia.
So meat conglomerates.
So even the evil oil mustache twirling oligarchs are happy because they're not to blame.
They've got the big four controlling it all.
The big four, meat conglomerates, the oil oligarchs, this is no longer their fault.
Ron DeSantis' policies, all of it.
Donald Trump. I mean, it's still his fault because we can't let everybody off the hook. But in general, this is because of Ukraine and Russia. And that's kind of nice. And then, like I said, not only does he do that, but then just hours later, he goes to talk about green initiatives. He actually took a shot at Putin. This is the real arrogance of Joe Biden. You know, it's not enough to go out there and embarrass yourself for 9.5 minutes. It's not enough to have another foreign policy disaster. But he's got to get in his shots, you know, because he's still that old tough guy from Scranton. He's still Amtrak Joe. He's still Lunch Bucket Joe. He's going to take you behind the shed. So this is what he says about California while he's meeting with Governor hair gel. Cut 7.
And as someone was pointing out to me today, your economy in California is bigger than about the size of Russia's. For real. No.
Twice the size, twice, Mr. President.
Yeah, I know.
Fifth largest economy in the world. So treat us well. Thank you.
But who's paying attention, right?
Oh, talk about two arrogant fools just going back and forth.
Man, what a great brunch club that is.
They would smile, Jared, if the two of those guys, Newsom and Biden, smiled at you at the same time. You go blind. You really would. Don't look directly at their teeth. You will go blind. Everything is just a laughing matter. You know, nothing really to talk about besides Ukraine and Russia. But who really cares about that? And speaking of inflation, though, actually, you know, before we even get to it, I want to tell you something that I found interesting, because there's this whole idea that we have to conflate things. Like, if you want to criticize Joe Biden's handling of this foreign policy situation, you are on Team Putin. You know, what did Jennifer Rubin say? You might as well put on your Team Russia shirt. I don't have one of those, but maybe I should get one, because apparently I'm a traitor for, you know, criticizing Joe Biden. And what David Harsanyi did was, he said, listen, we don't, all of these things can be true at once. You know, you shouldn't be calling Putin, you shouldn't be praising Putin. But at the same time, you can be honest about what a bang up job Joe Biden has done here. And this is something that is very much in Joe Biden's wheelhouse, to botch this relationship and to really do damage on the national stage is right in his wheelhouse, because this was happening during the Obama years. So this is a piece by David Harsanyi. He says, Biden's Putin appeasement has been years in the making. One small thing to be thankful for is that DJT is not in the White House as the Ukraine crisis unfolds. He'd side with Russia, tweeted the author of The End of History and The Last Man. The headline on Eugene Robinson's Washington Post column reads, with Biden standing firm, Putin must wonder, where's Trump when I need him? You could find similar sentiment from foreign policy experts across social media. Surely even Trump's most passionate antagonists must be slightly curious as to why Putin didn't move on eastern Ukraine after successfully installing the Orange Man as his puppet in the White House. What better time could there have been for an invasion? Why now and not then? This is the question I want people to ask themselves.
To keep them off guard so Donald Trump could get a hotel.
Oh, Jared, sorry. I just got distracted. Ned Price is on the screen.
I see this, yeah.
I hope our man, what's his name? Matt Lee? Is that his name?
Matt Lee from the AP?
Yep. Ooh, today's a day he could really handle Ned Price.
Oh, he's talking to him now.
Oh, beautiful. Should we take it?
Beginning. So, you know, how do you explain to people why you didn't impose these sanctions earlier?
So, Matt, it's important, and let's just rewind the tape and remember what has happened in recent hours. Yesterday, within a short time frame of the Russian invasion beginning, Germany took decisive, resolute action to take Nord Stream 2 off the table. Today, we followed with our own complementary authorities, using the powers and capabilities that we have. We have always said, in the context of Nord Stream 2, in the context of the steps that we are taking with partners and allies around the world,
context matters.
That one of the most important tools we have in our arsenal is transatlantic unity. The fact that Germany acted so quickly, so decisively, is in many ways a product of the coordination, of the consultation we have done now with two successive German governments. Of course, it started with Chancellor Merkel and her government. And in more recent months, we have had concerted discussions with Chancellor Scholz and his government. The fact that we are acting in unison.
But why now? Why not before?
To take these steps that essentially remove Nord Stream 2 from the equation, that is a byproduct, that is a result of the work that we have done together with the German government over the course of these last several months, over the course of the last year or so.
So it sounds to me, correct me if I'm wrong, that your argument is that if you had imposed the sanctions earlier, the Germans wouldn't have done what they did yesterday. Or it would have been a much bigger lift to get them to get them to do that?
Our strategy has been predicated on the knowledge that transatlantic unity is the most powerful instrument we have.
But look, the pipeline's already been built. Okay. Now, whether it gets turned on or not, is another question.
Right. So presumably you
had more leverage. And I don't understand why you don't think that you would have had more leverage if these sanctions had been imposed before the pipeline was finished.
So, Matt, you also raise a good point. The pipeline, when this administration came into office, was more than 90% complete. We have imposed sanctions under PISA on a number of targets associated with this pipeline, persons and entities. But the fact is that had we sanctioned Nord Stream 2 AG, had we sanctioned its corporate office holders, it is far from clear that that would have kept the pipeline from going into operation. What the Germans did yesterday was to ensure that the pipeline is no longer part of the equation.
One more.
So by acting together with the Germans, how we did, when we did, and the way in which we did, we have ensured that this is an $11 billion prize investment that is now a hunk of steel sitting at the bottom of the sea.
All right. Well, I don't think you can prove, and the converse can't be proven either, but you just don't know if imposing the sanctions earlier would have had more of a deterrent effect or any deterrent
well,
effect.
Well, if we would have made it a sunk cost many, many months ago for the Russian Federation, I don't think that would have had much deterrent capability.
Well, but it hasn't anyway, so I'll leave it there.
Simon.
Matt Lee, man, get this guy a Profiles in Courage award. He just doesn't quit. He can't explain this, but he can use fancy words like consultation of the coordination of the units of the consultation of the pipeline that are, you know, blah 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 blah.
So what we glean from that is,
what did we glean? Please tell
what
me.
What we glean from that is us not putting sanctions on them was good because Germany did.
Yeah, oh, exactly. He made that point right in the beginning. As you could see, Matt, Germany made a big move yesterday. Right, I'm not asking about Germany. I was asking about America. Are you part of the White House?
So Germany's the hero here, not you, right?
And also, I think this kind of goes into my theory, not to, far be it from me to toot my own horn, that would be so unlike me on my show here, but I think this does kind of go with the theory of maybe this is why they kept saying we'll do sanctions if, when, because they didn't know if these people were going to be on board. They didn't know if Germany was going to be on board. And luckily for them, Germany kind of came in and saved their behinds.
That's how you negotiate from a position of strength right there.
Yeah, John Bolton yesterday told Andrea Mitchell it failed. You know, she said she was shocked. She said, you know, you think that Putin's winning here? I mean, Joe Biden is rallying all of his allies. And John Bolton said, no, he failed. He told us he failed at that. And she was just shocked. I mean, it was sad to see him deliver that news to the reporter, Andrea Mitchell, on air. But this is what we're finding out, is that, you know, Joe Biden was going to, he was going to bring us back to being the adults in the room. And if this is what being the adult in the room means, I don't like it.
America is back.
So get ready, bow. We are back. No one likes to feel out of the loop, but that's how I felt in the office when Jared and Taylor would talk about their investment apps, cryptocurrency, all that kind of stuff. I wanted to grow my wealth. I wanted to get involved, but I couldn't really wrap my head around all of the current trends. So that's when I turned to Goldco, the leading precious metals company in the U.S. and the five-time Inc. 500 winning company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of positive reviews. I should add in here, at a time like this, when everything is very volatile, and you know, you turn on the business channels, you look at the Dow, it can be very nerve-wracking. It's nice to be able to have your money in something that you understand, gold and silver. You can trust the team at Goldco to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/grace to request your free Protecting Your Wealth kit that uncovers the secrets your financial advisor won't tell you. And if you call 855-965-6369 now, Goldco will give you up to 10% That's right, 10% in free silver when you open a qualifying account. If you want to protect and grow your wealth like I did, trust the experts at GoldCo. It's 855-965-6369. Like I said, you're never going to find a better time to invest in gold and silver than during the Biden administration. So it's 855-965-6369. We will be right back with your calls. Weigh in on all of this. We're going to talk a little bit about inflation and Chipotle when we come back.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. She's a master thespian, trained in the art of performance.
These pretzels are making me thirsty!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Fallens Bee Inn in beautiful North Sutton, New Hampshire. My favorite weekend retreat, no matter the season. That's FOLLANSBEE, the Fallens Bee Inn. Jared, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who is the most insufferable liberal? Obama, Trudeau, AOC, Jen Psaki, or Biden?
This piece from Spectator really summarized why I cannot stand Justin Trudeau, and I just gauge it based off of how long I can listen to each person before throwing my phone against the wall. And with Trudeau, it's almost instant. There's something about the way he talks that drives me crazy. It's so forced, I guess is the word I'm thinking of. Maybe. I don't know. Do we have a cut of Trudeau so I can...
Yeah, I can find one.
Okay, so I'm voting Trudeau.
Trudeau is at 26%, still in second place. AOC still in the lead, 33%, 18% now for Obama, 16% for Jen Psaki, and still 6% for Joe Biden. Even in this poll, he can't get the numbers.
I know. It's so sad. He'll never be number one. Yeah, try to find the one of Trudeau saying he's not going to give back emergency powers. Again, I'm reading from Matt Purple's article, The Cabbage Patch Doll Authoritarian. I want to finish this off here. Trudeau, even more so than Obama, is a progressive confection. There is little substance beneath the sugary surface. And now the consequences of electing this stammering airhead are becoming abundantly clear. If Canada had a leader and not a department store mannequin, the trucker crisis might have been peacefully diffused.
The theme song from Mannequin, Grace doesn't sing.
Jared just informed me that this is the theme song from Mannequin. Again, you have to clue me in on this stuff off air because I'm younger than you, Jared. I like it, though. I like it. If Canada had a leader and not a department store mannequin, this might have been peacefully diffused. The government might have recognized the need to bring a disenchanted and powerful political minority back into the fold. Contrary to popular perception, authoritarians are not always robust geniuses. Now, with Trudeau, we're witnessing another path to power for the mediocre leader. He inflames a crisis through his own ineptitude, then uses it as an excuse to claim even more authority. Trudeau is not Hitler, not that he has a problem leveling that comparison himself. Yet it's easy to see how continued protests across Canada could see him prolong and bolster his new powers, freezing the bank accounts of more and more dissenters by tying them to the convoys, for example. Trudeau spent much of his time in office as a kind of left-wing nationalist attempting to promote what he views as Canadian values. And that is clearly not what he's actually worried about. Let's play a little bit of Trudeau here.
Every single day, I'm receiving briefings and we are reflecting on how much longer the Emergencies Act needs to be in place. We don't want to keep it in place a single day longer than necessary. But
challenge.
Even though... The blockades are lifted across border openings right now, even though things seem to be resolving very well in Ottawa, this state of emergency is not over.
Why, though? You just listed all the reasons why it is over. It's sometimes with these politicians, and this is why I really like this, is because he points out that not all authoritarians are geniuses, you know? I know that the New York Times thinks Vladimir Putin is... a master technician, but it doesn't always mean that they're very bright. And in this case, you just went and listed all the reasons why you should give back emergency powers, only to follow it up with, but I'm not going to give them back. 844-500-4242. We're going to talk about inflation, Chipotle, and Dan Rather when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's The Grace Curley Show.
Fuck Canada, Terrence. Fuck Canada, Philip.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
And those savings are starting to reach drivers. Now, today, the average price you're paying here in Kansas City is below $2 a gallon. $3 a gallon. It's down to $2.90 a gallon. 20% down from cents from a month ago. Nationally, prices are down 7 cents a gallon and continuing to fall.
That was from December. That was Joe Biden waxing eloquently, as he likes to say, about the price of gas in December. And now he's warning us that, yeah, the price of gas might get even higher, but hey, don't blame me. Blame Ukraine and Russia. And of course, his puppets in the mainstream media are going right along with this because they have no shame. And I want to read you again here because someone on social media just pointed this out and I didn't even think of it. This headline from CBS News got absolutely ratioed. It got like 200 likes and 4,000 replies because people could not believe that they're trying to pull this one over on us. And this is the tweet. It's linked to an article, obviously, that's titled, "The U.S. economy has been hit with increased gas prices, inflation, and supply chain issues due to the Ukraine crisis."
That is false.
This is like when they tried to blame the jobs report on Omicron, even though it was taken before Omicron even had hit the United States. Doesn't add up. Someone's doing some sort of fuzzy math. And as much as it doesn't surprise me, it is funny that it's coming from CBS News, because CBS News is the network of who? Dan Rather. So I would call this headline fake, but accurate. When you really think about it. And another update here on inflation, as we talk about how out of control gas prices are getting. I saw this story in the New York Post, and I thought I would fill everyone in. There's a storm brewing. Goldman Sachs bankers gripe that their dinner stipends won't even cover Chipotle. This is tough. Do we need the mega banks, junior associates, who famously griped about 100-hour work weeks in a leaked PowerPoint presentation last year, face a $25 limit on the dinner stipends they get for working long hours and staying late at the office. By comparison, Morgan Stanley provides $35 for meals, while at JP Morgan, the rate is $30. Now, I immediately read this, and I think, well, this doesn't make sense. And I'm not saying, you know, you got to adjust with the times. If you're keeping people at your company by telling them you're going to cover for their dinner, then yeah, you do have to adjust for inflation, of course, like everyone else. But I was curious about this because the headline says bankers gripe their dinner stipends won't even cover Chipotle. I haven't ordered Chipotle in probably since my sister used to work here, and that was a while ago. Sometimes we would get it down the street. But even when I'd order it, it never was close to $25 for like a burrito bowl. So I see that and I'm like, huh, that's weird. Like, I don't remember it being that expensive. I know if you want to get the works, you want to get guacamole, it costs extra. We all know that. And especially because we're having the avocado shortage here, thanks to Ukraine. Obviously, they're keeping all those avocados from us. But yeah, it could cost more. But when I read the headline, I'm like, why can't these Goldman Sachs bankers get their orders under $25? But it explains it. It says, at Goldman, bankers gripe that they are forced to walk to local chains like Sweetgreen because the cost of delivery with tip, taxes, and fees typically takes the price of a salad or a Chipotle bowl past the $25 limit. Some analysts say, hey, Goldman Sachs bankers, I've got some advice for you. Listen closely. Lower your expectations, okay? You can thank Putin for this. Yeah, so some analysts say they have to pool meal orders together an order from the same restaurant in an effort to defray delivery costs. They're really, I can't tell if the New York Post is trolling these bankers by writing this, but it says analysts and associates are angry they're being nickel and dimed even as their bosses are pulling down millions. I was going to make this the poll question today. I was going to say, are you team workers or do you think are they overblowing this?
Hey, Goldman Sachs bankers, here's a money-saving tip. Here's my financial advice for you.
Go ahead. Lay it on us.
I used to get a stipend when I was working on a job. Guess what? You buy a cup noodle, a little ramen thing, and you pocket the rest of the money. Don't eat the Chipotle. Eat ramen, pocket the money, and you can know it at the end of the week. Craziness. You can buy a full burrito if you want, plus some scotch.
Jared, the cup of noodles, it's just so much sodium. The reason they need this is fuel to get through the 100-hour work weeks. They can't be running on some ramen noodles. That just doesn't work. I'm actually going to call you out and say that's a bad idea.
Hypertension alone cannot a good banker make.
Well, you know what they might have to do? They might have to cut back on the guac. You might have to make some sacrifices. You might have to walk to Sweetgreen. Hey, walking's good for you. This is part of Joe Biden's America, okay? If you wanted guacamole, if you wanted it all under a certain price point, you should have voted for Donald Trump. But now, thanks to Ukraine, this is what you're dealing with. And, you know, I'm going to tell them one more thing, actually. I have so much advice for these Goldman Sachs bankers. I'm sure they're smarter than I am. But when it comes to this stuff, Jared, I am a wise guy, okay? I have another piece of advice for them. When you order your Chipotle and it costs $26, $27, maybe $29, I don't know what the hell they're getting. Maybe they're getting double protein. That definitely takes the price up. Maybe they're getting a side of chips. That's another thing you might consider cutting out. Don't get the soda. You know, there's sacrifices have to be made. Elections have consequences. But another thing I would tell them is that you are defending freedom, okay? Yeah, it's going to cost you. Yeah, it's going to cost you. You know, maybe you can't go to Chipotle. Maybe you have to use that money to buy a loaf of bread and some peanut butter and jelly. But you're defending freedom when you do that. So don't be sad about it. All right? And hey, if you're walking to Sweetgreen, just be happy you're not driving there. Because then you don't need to spend a ton of money on gas. And if you're not spending a ton of money on gas, which is also defending freedom, the least you can do is defend freedom by spending a ton of money on your Chipotle, right? Do I have this down right?
Yes, support the businesses, you know?
Yeah, support the businesses, right, exactly. And the Biden administration—
Or, you know, Goldman Sachs, just eat bugs, right? That's what the rich bankers tell me. Just eat bugs. You don't have to worry about it. Eat some bugs, guys.
Eat some bugs. Yeah, that was in the New York Free Times protein. A couple weeks ago. Eat some bugs because the cost of meat is getting so expensive. And not only that, Jared, it doesn't just save you money. It saves the planet. It saves planet Earth. It's better because, you know, the big four. I don't want to bring up the meat oligarchs again. Lord knows they get enough airtime on this show. But the big four.
Got the big four controlling it all.
The hamburger meat people. There's nothing they love more than, first of all, charging you $9 a pound for bacon.
Where's the meat?
But also destroying the Earth. I mean, they love those cow farts. They want those cow farts to be everywhere. And so, yeah, you know, eat some chili lime cricket tacos or some mealworm soup. That is what you need to do.
Meat conglomerates.
To defeat the meat conglomerates. You know who we should have on the show? I'm always trying to think of new guest ideas. We should have Marianne on the show, who Joe Biden talked to in the sunroom.
I'll scour every sunroom in Scranton.
Please do, Jared. And here's why. Marianne was an amazing, and for people who missed this, we can pull it up. Marianne was someone who Joe Biden talked to at length about hamburger meat. I first thought he talked to her in his kitchen, but it turns out she was in the sunroom and he went over to talk to her about hamburger meat. And she had a lot of knowledge about how the regular people like us live. And so I would be dying to know her take on Ukraine, Russia. That's what we need to get her on next. Is how do we bring down, because, you know, Joe Biden is working like the devil to bring down the price of gas. Could maybe Marianne help us in this situation? I think she could. hamburger meat is out of control. When you find that, Jared, just let us know. But another update for people. D.C. is to drop the indoor mask and vaccine mandate. D.C. will drop its indoor vaccine and mask mandates in the coming weeks. Mayor Muriel Bowser announced Monday the indoor vaccine mandate required of restaurants, gyms, and concert venues will be lifted on February 15th. The same day D.C. originally had required people to be fully vaccinated and to meet the mandate. So this is just another piece of good news. And, you know, a lot of people have been pointing out, including Issues and Insights today, that all of this nonsense, whether it be the economy, whether it be these vaccine mandates, what the Democrats have done is they've created, and this is from Issue and Insights, they say they've created a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for conservatives. Because this is the time where you have people who traditionally would vote Democrat, who are so disgusted and so fed up that they might just pick something else. And I hope Republicans pounce and seize and weaponize on all of that. 844-500-4242. They already have fencing in D.C. They're getting prepared for Joe Biden's big speech. And, you know, I hope he plays the hits. You know, I hope he does all of his greatest stuff, including bringing up a national hero, Mary Ann from the Sunroom.
If we can hold a second, I was telling my colleagues earlier in my office that I was sitting in my kitchen yesterday, and there's a sunroom off the kitchen, and my wife was there with her sister and a good friend named Mary Ann, and she was saying, "Do you realize it's over $5 for a pound of hamburger meat? $5? Well, this is partly, you know, the pound of beef today costs $5 compared to less than $4 before the pandemic."
Marianne, was Gilligan close behind? The skipper too? The millionaire and his wife? Movie star? You know what's funny is the thing about Marianne is that Marianne originally, in the original theme song for Gilligan's Island, she was not included. It was Gilligan, the skipper to the millionaire and his wife, the movie star, and the rest here on Gilligan. And then they changed it to Professor and Marianne. But originally, she was not included. And I think that for that reason, Marianne Hamburger Meat is a hero, and also the actual Marianne on Gilligan's Island. They don't stop. They don't quit. Their wisdom knows no bounds. Perfect Smiles is one of my favorite sponsors, and there's a reason why. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb architect. You don't have to believe me. You can go to perfectsmiles.com. You can check out the video testimonials, or if you've ever met Howie Carr or the mailroom manager, then you know that he is truly the best in the business. I mean, they have beautiful teeth, and when it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth and your smile, but what he really does is he builds your self-confidence. When you have a smile that you're proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and in your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of life becomes so much easier. It's a new year, and you have the opportunity to make 2022 the year for a new you. If you've thought about Perfect Smiles but never called, now is the time to take care of yourself. They're conveniently located off of Route 3. They have plenty of parking, and you can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. We'll be right back with Howie Carr. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Follow Grace on Twitter at G_Curley.
A reminder to everyone out there that now is a great time to go to www.gracecurlyshow.com, click on store and get your Grace's Goodies, which is an introductory subscription to Bonner Private Wines. That's a $129 value for just $65. This is a club that brings you astounding wines from around the world right to your doorstep 4 times a year. So make sure you grab that now. It's gracecurlyshow.com. Click on store. We don't have a lot of these, so hop on that quickly. All right, we're going to be joined by Howie Carr in just a moment here, and I think what I would really like to talk to Howie about is what is happening as far as energy goes. We have seen this written on the wall for quite some time, but it seems like the only one who didn't expect this, who didn't expect us to be at such a disadvantage now that we have lost our energy independence, is Joe Biden and Jen Psaki and Ned Price and Jake Sullivan and Tony Blinken. And so I wanted to play a cut here and maybe just get Howie's reaction. Let's play cut six.
Thank you for not canceling on us.
Are you kidding me? Oh, we don't have much going on, you know, other than Russia and Ukraine. And anyway.
Now, to Joe Biden, this is not a lot going on, you know, but we're being told by the media outlets that Russia and Ukraine, this thing that he mentions casually, is the reason that we have inflation, a supply chain crisis. Howie, do you think Mayor Pete is taking a sigh of relief that he is actually not responsible for the supply chain crisis? It's now Putin's fault.
Yeah, you know, it really is one of these instances like when 9/11 occurred and that flack for Tony Blair, then the Prime Minister of the UK, said, now would be a perfect time to get out any bad news. You know, it's to say, yeah, the heat is off these people.
Yeah, and for anyone who
temporarily,
was saying,
very temporary, and it, you know, just I guess any port in the storm is when you're in this kind of spiral, which I don't think we've ever seen before in American political history.
But a lot of people accuse the media over these last couple of weeks of obsessing over this, not because it's not important, but because they were using it as a distraction from the Biden administration's problems. And now it seems like all of those people who were saying this is wag the dog, this is a shiny object, those people were right, because CBS just proved it with one tweet.
Right. Exactly. But again, it wasn't like this. You couldn't see this coming. I mean, Biden even referenced it yesterday. I started saying last week that we're going to have to pay a price here. You know, I mean, a guy who doesn't know what he's saying, you know, every once in a while he spews out something that's true.
But Howie, I want to talk specifically here about something you saw today from CNN. The Biden administration freezes new oil and gas drilling leases after court rules against key tool. I had a caller call in today and say he's the kind of guy who'll steal your wallet and then help you look for it. This is exactly what this administration is doing. They're playing Mickey the Dunce when it comes to why we no longer have energy independence. And then they continue to do these actions that cripple us.
Right, and it's kind of an obscure legal dispute that they're involved in about the carbon emissions and the Trump rules as opposed to the Obama rules, but instead of saying okay, let's work out a compromise, or can the appeals court give us an expedited decision because of this, Joe Biden just says okay, well if that's the way you want to do it, we're going to not issue any new permissions for any new oil leases. I mean, this is the last way you would think they would want to handle a problem like this, right? Wouldn't they go to the court and say, look, judge, can we work this thing out? Can we go to arbitration so that we can still keep drilling because we got this serious problem on our hands? But that's not the way they think. They thought it was just a great opportunity to give themselves an excuse to shut everything down.
Absolutely. Now, Howie, did you see the story about a professor from Purdue who's worried that by lifting the mask mandate, you're just going to keep, spreading this rampant idea of individual freedom?
I'm going to have Eddie Scarry on today at 4:30. He had a great column today, Grace. He said, don't everybody take too many victory laps on this. They've got two things in their back pocket here, Grace. New variants, which, we all know about those. And one I hadn't thought of, waning immunity.
Oh, the old waning immunity. Yes, yes. All right, you guys just heard Howie. He's got a great show planned. Do not miss it. We'll be back tomorrow with more. This is the Grace Curley Show.